Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Woods. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Trout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Trout. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting third. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lasky. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bill Lasky. And now, play ball. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive towards first. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Davis and he is safe. LeMaster steals second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner juggles the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leonard. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Leonard steals second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Leonard moves to third. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leonard scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky takes first base on ball 4. O'Malley moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. LeMaster hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout bunts in front of the plate. Brenly fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowa moves to second. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-1 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Youngblood moves to second. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Youngblood moves to third. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-1 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Clark moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-1 in the game. Brenly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-1 in the game. Moreland hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Malley takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lasky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Lasky moves to second. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Lasky trying to get to home. Woods throws the ball into Bauer, who relays the ball to Davis, who tags Lasky, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-0 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brenly for a passed ball. Trout moves to second. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland. Evans reaches second base with a double. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 2 in the game. Brenly is hit by the pitch. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lasky takes first base on ball 4. Mike Proley now pitching. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Lasky moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say juggles the ball. That's an error on Say. Evans scores. Lasky scores. LeMaster moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Giants. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis is walked intentionally. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Mike Proley. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Warren Bruss star now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Leonard reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leonard moves to third. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brenly takes first base on ball 4. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Malley hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leonard tags and scores. Brenly tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Giants. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lasky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Greg Minton now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Say hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. LeMaster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Warren Bruss-Starr. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauer moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Gary Woods. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Malley. Bauer scores. Thompson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Giants. Tom Verizer pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Giants. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.